This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, April 13th. Well, the cattle markets continued their correction yesterday after getting a pretty good break on Friday, getting more selling on Monday, and the market pulling away from these highs, these contract highs that we'd seen, especially across the deferred contracts, and kind of setting the tone, I think, for the short term that we're probably going to be in more of a correction here. The seasonal, we look for the highs in this window between mid-March and mid-April, and we are at mid-April, so we want to be attuned to the normal seasonal tendency for the market to stall out here. The box beef values have just been on fire over the last couple weeks, but that has slowed down as well. In fact, we saw a pullback in the box beef for the first time in a long time, and I think that last week probably was kind of that blow off top in the box beef values, where we saw the select up $8 one day and we were up 4 and 6, and it was just big numbers on the box beef values. That usually suggests that we're kind of at the tail end. That's the panic buying going on. Retail demand has been stellar, expecting that you're going to see huge consumer demand headed into the spring and nicer weather, vaccinations getting ramped up, and people coming out of the pandemic with a lot of pent-up demand and a lot of pent-up energy. So all of these were pointing higher, but at some point, you know, the market's going to stall out. We were looking for that. There's no really definition of that we've seen the high. You know, we haven't taken out any notable swing lows. We haven't, you know, collapsed or anything. But again, we're looking for that high in this time window, and we're in the window. We've seen some indication that perhaps we've seen a high, so we just want to be attuned to that. And I think that the market is certainly potentially establishing itself that way, at least in the live cattle trade. Feeder cattle, you know, they too are in a correction mode, but I think that there, from a seasonal perspective, we're still looking for that early May time window. We're not that far away. Perhaps we're seeing the highs established there too, but usually you see that early May as that time window. And that usually comes because of good grazing conditions, demand for calves to put on grass. I will say the Northern Plains are not offering that. We don't have good grazing conditions across a huge swath of the Northern Plains, which is big cattle country. And so you could be seeing a lot of culling, a lot of herd reduction, calves coming to town simply because of that. And that would certainly add to some pressure and contribute toward maybe an early seasonal high in the feeder cattle market as well. So we'll see how that develops. But again, we're on point for highs to be put in here for live cattle. And I think we could argue that we've seen that in feeder cattle, kind of leaning that way, but not really a clear indication that we've seen that yet, but we're certainly looking for that to happen in the near term. Cash summary for last week, the Fed trade averaging around 122, which is up 4 on the week and up 17 from a year ago. Dress trade at 195, that was up 6 on the week and up 27 over a year ago. And keeping in mind, a year ago is when we had the complete meltdown in the beef space, in the meat space, really, in among a broader thing because of the COVID issue. But I think that we still want to compare to where we were a year ago. Dress weights, 830 pounds. That's down 1 on the week, up 12 over a year ago. Steer prices were unquoted last week, but they were 154 the previous week, which was up 20 from a year ago. Rib prices at 453, up 40 on the week and up 170 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 234, up 2 on the week and down 6 from a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughters down 2%, cow slaughters down 1.1%, dress weights are up 1.3%, beef production's down 0.7%. So again, I think as we move forward, we're looking for seasonal highs to be established, and we want to be on point to get some pricing on the books. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.